My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk Monday Night Football. Week 2 came to an end last night by way of a tremendous game. Both the Falcons and the Eagles were able to run the ball pretty effectively throughout the night. I thought Jalen Hurts in a losing effort was terrific. Only threw for a .183, but he was ultra efficient. Only 7 incompletions. Saquon Barkley is just a difference maker for the Eagles. He ran for 95 yards. He had 21 yards receiving, but he should have had more. On a 3rd-and-3 to put the game away, he dropped a pass in the flat, which gave the Falcons an opportunity down 6 to go march the length of the field. And Kirk Cousins, for the 29th time in his career, orchestrated a game-winning drive. And for the 23rd time in his career, a fourth-quarter comeback, 5 completions, 70-plus yards on the road, and the Falcons got a stunning win.
Cousins looks right, has a man! Touchdown, Drake London!
I don't know what this means in the big picture for Atlanta, because they've still got some flaws, and watching Cousins, he's still not quite right. He had good numbers last night. He ended up throwing for 240 and a couple of touchdowns on 20 of 29 passing. Had a big finish to the game, was automatic in the second half, and they ran the ball beautifully. Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier ran for a combined 150 yards. But they play the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Saints in the next 3 weeks. They're 1-1. There are 2 teams in their division. They're already 2-0. I know they needed that game.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm buying stock in them right now. Cousins is still a long ways from being all the way back. But you could tell as the game went on last night, he started to trust his leg a little bit more, and he started to just play a little more free and easy.
Yeah, 100%. The growth within game, just in terms of comfort level, was obvious, right? He wasn't driving the ball in anything that's kind of deep or towards the sideline. Just didn't look like himself, didn't look comfortable. I still don't think he's physically right. But what a bizarre game. I mean, we'll talk about the second half and kind of the way that things ended. Of course, the Philadelphia is just botching of everything. But both offensive lines in the first half were just destroying their opponent. Both offensive lines, Philadelphia and Atlanta, dominant, pushing people around, just mauling folks. Bijan Robinson, you already alluded to, could do whatever he wanted. Saquon Barkley going 8-9 yards a pop. Jalen Hurts was scrambling or designed runs or whatever. They were killing people. And again, 0-0 deep into the second quarter. Then only one field goal, a 7-6 halftime score when both offenses ostensibly were really good. Just a weird situation. Philadelphia kicking themselves, I'm sure, because they missed opportunities. I guess Atlanta missed a couple too as well. But allowing them to kind of linger around, multiple different things could have gone multiple different ways for Philadelphia down the stretch to lose that game or to just, you know, win that game if you just behave normally. I don't know what they're doing on that last possession. I don't know what they're doing when they had the football. Golly, Atlanta needed that one desperately just because, as you said, what's coming up is tough.
Yeah, don't forget about the Eagles losing 5 of 6 down the stretch last year and then getting blown out by the Bucs 32-9 in the playoffs. Going into the offseason, they fired both coordinators. Remember, we didn't know 72 hours after the season if Nick Sirianni was going to be kept or not. He was still meeting with the owner of the team. Jeffrey Lurie at that point, and there were still questions as to if he would keep his job. So he entered the year in a pretty warm seat. They were lucky to beat the Packers because Hurts threw two bad interceptions. It was a really strange game internationally where neither team played well and the Eagles emerged with a win. They could easily be 0-2 right now with a disaster of a loss, yep. Just a catastrophic, terrible loss last night in an utter collapse. This was Nick Sirianni post-game. He and several of his players having to answer some tough questions after a game got away.
We wanted to. They were running a certain defense and it, junking it up in the middle. So we're trying to go on around the outside, and it didn't work.
What was your thought pattern there on going kicking the field goal 43? Did you think about going for it?
Again, in that scenario, I was thinking they might not have any timeouts there, but obviously they did with the incomplete pass. That would have came down to maybe a minute. And so we wanted to go up 6 points, and it didn't work. So, the decision to pass it there, again, like I said, where they were junking it up inside, with it being 4th and 3 to go for it, I thought, with them not having any timeouts, I wanted them to be down a touchdown. And
I don't know where you're at on the 3rd and 3 pass that Barkley dropped. I have no problem with that call. And in fact, it was wide open. Let's say it wasn't wide open and they played it well and there was no one to throw to and Hurts had to throw it out of bounds or something. You could kill them more. But even then, I would say the idea was pretty good. When the idea is good and everything's executed beautifully and all Saquon Barkley has to do is catch a ball that he will catch the next 99 times it's thrown to him out of 100, I'm not going to blame the coach for that. Where I blame him is when they didn't get that. I would have gone on 4th and 3. Because the Falcons, in terrible field position inside their own 15 at that point, would have had to go to the length of the field to go get a field goal, sans timeouts, let's say, potentially. Had you have run that 4th down play and gone and gotten it, you would have won anyway. If you don't get it, they still got a lot of work to do. That's the gripe I have with him, was the 4th down decision, not throwing it on 3rd.
So, obviously it didn't work, so because the drop you mentioned by Barkley. The thing is, though, if you don't do that, let's just say you do this. 2 tush bushes. You use the full allotment of clock. You force Atlanta to use whatever timeouts they had left. I think they had 1 at that point, right? And they got an extra because of the incomplete pass. Then you've really got them at a disadvantage. And you're probably going to get the 1st down, and then you kneel down the game.
Yeah, and if you don't, they have no timeouts as they take over to go the length of the field.
So that, to me, was the best course of action. Now, you dialed something up that worked. So everyone killing him for that, I think, it's a little bit silly. It's aggressive. It's creative. And as you said, Saquon Barkley's so good, him dropping that pass is not something you'd count on. You run that 100 more times, he catches it 100 times. That was the 101st time. So obviously it didn't work there. But to me, the easy thing would have actually just been the thing to do. They can't stop the tush push. They still can't. No one can do it. So do it twice, even though it was 4 and 3, or 4th and 3, or 3rd and 3, rather. Is you run more plays with the football instead of the sheer possibility of the clock stopping. To me, I would have rather just forced them into the most difficult possible position, which that didn't do.
Huge upset for the Falcons over the Eagles in Philly. NFL underdogs of 5.5 or more points. These are the biggest underdogs of the early season. And the 10 biggest spreads are 9-1 at covering, and they are 5-5 straight up in those games. It's just a sign that we really don't know anything yet. Predicting these games is borderline impossible in the early part of the season without a preseason especially. We don't know enough.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.